Hey guys, welcome back to another edition of the Detour. We've got a lot to unpack. We're going to recap, obviously, all of stage five. There's been some hits and misses on and off the road. Joined, obviously, live by four-time national road champion from Australia, Johnny Chiaro. Iffy, big stage.
Yeah, look, a fantastic stage. Actually, it's absolutely beautiful part of the world in Bilbao. And, the bike riders put a show on. The Jumbo boys, Roglic and the boys, decided to let them go and give up the red. And it was almost there for Fred, but he couldn't quite get into the red. Your mate, Fred Wright, great ride. But the break got nearly 5 minutes and, they've got a good little lead.
If you look at the results on the stage, our old mate Darrell Impey, second on the stage as well.
Yeah, a fantastic ride. But Marc Soler was... he was very, very strong. Jumped away. He only had 10, 15 seconds in the last few K, but they couldn't pull him back.
Now, you did predict that it would be in Roglic's interest to let the jersey go for this stage. For those guys that, I mean, most people understand race tactics, but what is the big benefit of letting the jersey go at this point?
About the pressure, the problem is he's got a really tough stage tomorrow where he might get it back when he doesn't want it. But I think the only thing that can really beat Roglic in this tour, because, look, we know he's the best bike rider here. He's won this three times in a row. But he's come in with an injury cloud. Even though he was really good the other day when he won 2 days ago, the only thing I believe he can be beaten is that if he cracks or the team can't support him. So why put everyone under that pressure when he doesn't need to have the red jersey now? So nothing's changed. He's still leading this bike race as far as the main protagonists are concerned. The only people who have moved in front of him, four people, will be half an hour down or more when we get to Madrid. So they're not a threat. So let them, that means the team doesn't have to worry about riding on the front, defending the jersey. It's all about the chance to sit back and not spend all the pennies. As a good mate of ours made that mistake not that long ago, Pogacar, and ended up paying for it towards the end of the Tour de France.
That's it. Well, we've got a stack of interviews, so let's chug through them. You caught up with a heap of riders before the start. Here's the first part of those batch of interviews.
Got a shirt back, mate. I like it.
Yeah, we're back. Hawaii is back. We spoke to you after the finish yesterday. You look very naked. How'd you sleep?
I slept like a baby, mate. I had almost 9 hours. It was a tough day. I definitely feel it this morning, and... Look, today's probably going to be even harder, mate. It's a little bit cooler, but not by much. But those hills at the end are going to be quite tough.
So what's the plan of attack for you today?
Look, I think we're going to try and get a few boys in the break. I think potentially Jumbo might not want the jersey, and we'll try to take advantage of that. If we can get Ethan in the jersey at the end of today, that'd be awesome. So I think we might try to slip a few guys in the break and see if it stays away and see if we can have the jersey by the end of the day.
Good luck, mate.
Thanks, mate. Cheers.
Okay, Harry Sweeney, this is your second Grand Tour. You had a wonderful start with your last year Tour de France.
Yeah.
It's amazing. How are you finding this one?
It's a bit different, to be honest. I'm not 100% sure how to take it yet. Obviously, it was just strange to be starting in Holland as opposed to actually in Spain. But, yeah, I mean, I've come here with different ambitions, obviously. Last year, I came to the Tour and I was like, really a bit overwhelmed and like excited, and I was like, my first Grand Tour, and to start with the Tour was amazing, but I've come here with the ambitions to win a stage, so in that respect it's a bit different. Yeah,
and I suppose it changed a bit at the start of this race when you lost your only sort of GC contender and haven't really got a big sprinter here, so it makes gives you a lot more options.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, Cedric, the first 2 days we tried to get him in the top 10, and the second day we did that. Obviously it's a bit difficult to really contest the sprint without a proper sprint train, but without a GC rider here, the really hard days we won't have anyone up there, but the in-between mountain days, I hope that I can go for a result myself. I mean, last week in Tour de Lane, I was second on the Queen stage, so I'm hoping I can do the same here if I get a win.
Have you found the difference between the Tour de France and this?
This is far more relaxed, to be honest. You can feel the difference, the tension in the bunch. It could just be in my head now that I've already done a Grand Tour, but yeah, last year in the bunch it was really, like, really crazy to start, and it was like a one-day race every single day, whereas here it's a bit more relaxed, people are a bit more cruisy, and you can sort of feel that, like, the season's finishing a little bit in some respects. So, but yeah, it could also be the Spanish culture, but yeah, I think just the stress is a lot less here.
Now, today's profile looks like a good one for you, so what's your plan?
It could be, but I think the last climb might be a little bit too steep for me, but we'll see. I did 2 weeks ago, we did a similar climb, but on a different side. But I think like 12% might be a little bit too much for me, especially with Remco here. Yeah, like in San Sebastian, I was really good, but then when we hit the last steep climb, it was a bit too hard. But yeah, you never know, with some good legs we'll see how I go, but it's one that I had marked off, but it really depends on how they race it.
Good luck, Harry.
Thank you very much.
Rob Stenard, how are you, mate? It's your third Vuelta. How's this one rate with the other two?
It's different. This year we started in different countries. My first time ever doing that, so it was a bit interesting with the rest day after only 3 days. But so far, the race has been, yesterday was pretty similar to the other editions, the aggressive racing, the heat. So yeah, I think it's, I feel like I know what I'm up for.
We're only day five. It seems like we've been going for about 2 weeks. Does it seem like that for you?
Yeah, because we arrived a few days before the start in the Netherlands. Yeah, I mean, all of us have been away from home for already over a week. So, but it's passing quickly. It's going to be the end of the world before we know it. So I think we all have to take our opportunities as soon as we can. And that's why the racing's so aggressive here.
Yeah, today's profile looks like a good stage for you. Something you've marked down?
I don't know. Like, we have to see how it's going to go, because actually the GST is still not decided yet. And normally at the beginning of the race like this, the GC teams want to also take an advantage early on in the race. So yeah, for me, I don't know today. I think it's going to be really aggressive on the last two climbs.
Good luck today, mate.
Thank you.
Esteban Chavez, so how is your form so far in this Giro, at this Vuelta?
Yeah, so far it's all right. We leave Holland in one piece, which is really important. Was super intense, really stressful. Yesterday also was super hot day, really fast, and we arrived there with the best. And today will be another tricky one. All the mountains is in the last 50k, so it will be important to stay in the front, fight for the position. Everyone is super strong now, so this is a hard part. But we're looking for what, and yeah, tomorrow another test, but today it will be super important.
G'day, Chris. It's been a few years since I've caught up, but I've been, like many in Australia, we've been watching your fantastic journey to come back. How are you feeling yourself right now?
Yeah, it's been a long old road back to the top level of racing. I'm still on that road. I mean, definitely been making a lot of progress this year, and I really felt at the Tour de France that I'd made a big step forward. Unfortunately, COVID hit me pretty hard when I got COVID and had to pull out of the Tour. So I'm still sort of building up again from that, but generally feeling pretty good and optimistic about the racing to come.
So you really believe personally you can get back to that level you were for next year? You think you can?
I mean, that's still to be seen. I mean, I think comparing myself to what I've achieved in my career, that's not the right approach for me. I mean, I almost have to draw a line in the sand from where I crashed and do my best basically now to try and get back to the highest level I can.
Now, we're hoping to have a Herald Sun Tour again next year. It's still be decided very soon, and we'll talk to your bosses, but we'd love to have you back. Any chance we'll get you for a Herald Sun Tour again?
I mean, I'd love to come down there. I've got great memories of being down there. It's a great way to start off the season, so yeah, certainly. Let me know if it's happening.
Yeah, well, you think you've ridden three of them over the time. So.
Cheers.
Okay, thanks, mate.
I was surprised you didn't ask him to ride the Bakerids.
Well, it was funny because we had Danny Van Poppel as well, and there's so many good stories about
he's coming
that,
up.
About that Sun Tour back 2017, I think it was. Obviously, you're going to show a little bit more of that vision.
Blow for the team to lose Michael Woods, who was your big hope for GC.
Yeah, but Michael Woods is for Israel, so it's a shame for them, of course.
We'll cut that out. Well, it wasn't you guys.
Classic, iffy, great fun.
Thanks, mate. Thank you very much.
This will be good for the big tour.
Oh, jeez.
That was a good one. Yeah.
It's almost like you could intentionally slip him in just to give us stuff to talk about.
Yeah,
it's perfect.
Dementia. It's terrible when it starts sneaking up on you. My kids will watch this. Well, they never watch it, but if they actually do, they'll say, "Well, we told you, Dad, dementia's coming in."
That's it. Yeah. We've had a few live comments. Bob Brace says, "Love little adopted Aussie Esteban." Andy Matthews, he says, "Hi, guys. Nice analysis and interviews on the Hawaiian shirt theme. Shout out to Rupert Guinness, who's currently riding the Holt route in France. Check his socials for some wonderful updates." And Jan Borman says, "I love the hat Chavez is wearing. An excellent chat with Rumi."
It was great. It was absolutely great insight to Chris Froome. I like the way he said, "A line in the sand, I can't really, I can just be the best I can be." That was a line in the sand. It was a perfect analogy, I thought.
Which everyone knows, he's not going to get back to the level that he was pre-accident, given how severe that accident and the rehab was. But it was good to pretty much hear from it. Well, you don't completely rule it out, but the chances are pretty slim.
Yep. Exactly. Anyway.
All right, here's the second batch of interviews with the riders before the start.
Ben O'Connor, just about to start stage five. It feels like we've been on this race for about 2 weeks, though, with all the travel.
Yeah, it's been long, but I feel like the race has only just started yesterday.
And talking about yesterday, a great ride. You were right up there at the pointy end.
Yeah, I still haven't perfected a finish like that. I still think I need to take a bit more confidence for the sprint and really just commit more. But otherwise, I enjoyed yesterday. So today's going to be kind of similar, but I think the break will win.
Okay. Now, I was going to ask you that, son. Do you feel that Jumbo will be happy to let the jersey go?
I feel so. I feel they'll probably get her back the next day anyway on the mountaintop with the time gaps. Maybe someone else, but I'd be surprised if they ride for the win today.
So for you, today is more keeping you out of trouble, because tomorrow is very important.
Yeah, tomorrow is way, way more important. But today also you have to be attentive, because on top of the climb with the bonus seconds, you never know if a move goes there on top with the GC guys. So for me, the finish line's on top of that climb, really.
Well, good luck, mate.
All right, see you.
Danny Van Poppel, how has the Vuelta been for you so far?
Yeah, really good. Two stage win with Sam, good lead out in Holland. So it's a dream start for me.
So you've been very, very important in those two stage wins for Sam.
Yeah. Sam was a hard season for Sam so far, but he's back to the old level, and I'm happy that I could deliver him quite well. And this is exactly why I chose to be with Sam, because I believe in him, that he's such a good sprinter, and he proved it now in the Vuelta.
So it's a few days before we have another sprint finish with you guys, but you're still involved in the intermediate sprints to try and get those points?
Yeah, it was yesterday the goal. It worked out not so well, but we are not afraid to go for it, and yeah, we are. We really want this jersey, but I think it's a bonus. But what you say, there will be more sprint stages. Yeah, we really go for it. We are not done yet.
So, decision has not been made yet, but hopefully the Herald Sun Tour will be back next year. We'll have to get you back.
Yeah, it's not on me, but I really want to come back to Australia. I'm a big fan of Australia. I really want to go there. So I really hope I will be there next year.
It's my inner Rupert Guinness.
Yeah, I get it. I like it.
It looked average. We're only starting stage five. Seems like we've been going for 2 weeks before the travel. How's it feel for you?
Yeah, no, it's the same actually. It's been quite a long time. We got in early Monday to check out some TTT stuff, and then we're already over a week in now. We've only done 5 days, so yeah, no, it's good. It was good to do a first stage in Spain yesterday. It was a bloody fast stage, quite solid. Probably more harder than we probably had expected. Maybe Caden Groves might get over, but when Primo Roglic win the stage, it's more of a GC day. So yeah, it's been solid.
I saw a flash of you on the TV as they were climbing that last, not the last 15k to go.
Yeah.
You didn't look too happy.
Nah, all good. I mean, my job's to look after Yatesy throughout the day, put him into the bottom of the final climb, and then sit up and encourage him and save some energy. So yeah, no, I was feeling all right yesterday. Did my job, put him in good position. Did the first couple of K of the climb just to make sure he was in the right spot, and then we've got 4 guys to look after him in the final, so that was my job done. So yeah, that's sort of my role here, look after the 80 throughout the day, and then when I find a moment where I can take group pedo, take it, because it's going to be a long 3 weeks.
So what's your plan today? An interesting stage today, not too hard to steep those lines, but a lot of them.
Yeah, I mean, because it's early in the race, there's a lot of fresh guys. I think it'll be harder than you expect, if it was sort of the third week, maybe the GC teams are, not too keen to really push on, but everyone's feeling good, so I can't see Jumbo wanting to give away the jersey, so it'll be interesting. I think the start will be, you'll quickly find out what's going to happen, who's going to ride, what's going to ride, and how we're going to play it. Personally, I think it's too hard for like a Caden Groves or a sprint, but we've done this circuit in the past. It's been sort of like a 40 to 50 man sprint, so it could be that too. So anyway, I mean, Yates is feeling good. We have some good options, so I guess you'll just see at kilometre zero what's going to happen. So yeah,
good luck tonight.
Thank you very much. Cheers.
Good stuff. That's all the interviews pre-race. Let's take a quick drinks break. When we come back, we've got all the reaction after stage five. So stay tuned.
Look at this bike. You think it's just a bike, right? But it's not. It's a bike 374 people are looking at. This guy, this girl, them, all looking at it. People from here, there, and wherever this is. People that are looking for a bike. Or just a piece of it. Amateurs. Semi-amateurs. And pro amateurs. This guy wants this bike, but with this crank and these bars. This could be the perfect match. But not this one. This girl has a bike to sell, and thousands of people might purchase it. Eyes on Bikes help grow small businesses. His, hers, yours, and the latest data and insights help those businesses keep moving. We are the world's number one bike marketplace, with over 500,000 products and 900 brands, where buyers and sellers are brought together in a place where a bike is never just a bike. Bike Exchange, where the world buys, sells, learns, and rides.
Thanks again to our great mates at Bike Exchange. I'll let you do the spill today, Iffy. I usually take the reins.
Well, exactly right, mate. I mean, here I am sitting in Balboa in Spain. If I wanted a bike or any bit for a bike, I just jump on the bikeexchange.com.au and up they would pop in the area right near me. And it's the way to operate in this current world.
Now, talking about this area, your old mate Donnie Allen. Fond memories.
Well done. You grabbed that phone up. Yeah.
You know me. I know cycling.
Champion Basso.
Donnie.
That is a fantastic photo of Donnie Allen, the first Australian to win a stage in a Grand Tour. So, a sensational effort, which doesn't get enough recognition, actually. So, he rode two Tours de France and became one of the great six-day riders. He and Danny Clark were the Australian team that everyone followed right through those 70s and the 80s. And I think he won, a dozen six-day races. So, superstar.
We flashed up the stage results a bit earlier in the potty. Lawson Craddock, as you can see, finished fifth on the stage. And you had a chance to catch up with him with a couple others after the race. So he's the post-race reaction for stage five.
Lawson, so near yet so far, mate.
Sorry?
So near yet so far.
Yeah. No. Yeah, that's a tough stage. Big fight for the breakaway. The plan wasn't necessarily to be in it, but we just wanted to control the bigger moves. And when that strong move went, I found myself in it. And then, it's definitely a tough day, and that circuit maybe suits me a little bit, but in the end, maybe I didn't race too smart. Wanted to try to get ahead of the stronger guys in the breakaway on the first time up the climb, and then maybe spend a little bit too much energy doing that. And
yeah, you smashed him up the climb the lap before.
For sure. No, I want to try to get ahead and then get a head start for the second time, but maybe I should have in the end just kind of backed myself for to be all in for that final ascent of the climb on the last lap. And then in the end, played my cards, didn't quite work out. Big thanks to the team just for the opportunity to be there, and then hopefully recover as much as possible. And
you made a big move about just 2K to go where you actually tried to close it.
There was I think Mulberger and Masnada slip out the front, and I found myself in a position to try and jump across, and I thought I made the right move, and we were so close to Soler that time, but we're so close to the finish too that no one really wants to commit it. It's always tough, in the end you're racing for a second in a situation like that, and you either commit and go full gas too early and then you're going to lose, or you don't chase him down, catch him, and you're going to lose anyway. So it's a tough situation like that.
What happened with the cooperation once Soler was up the road and you were in that group, the chase group, you got back on?
The legs kind of ran out towards the top of the last climb and the last lap, and then but I kind of just made sure to ride my own tempo. I was able to come back on the descent, and then we were chopping off. Fred Wright and I were doing our best to close the gap to Soler, but I don't know. The other guys I guess we're happy to be there, and I don't know, tactics like that, it's always tough. It's, in hindsight, you can always you say we should have done this, we've done that, but in the end, Soler made a good move at a good time and had the legs to close it out.
What about being up the road solo there for a bit and the Bass fans and enjoying that on the climb, because that looked cool?
Yeah, that was truly an incredible experience, and I guess I timed I made the move on the right lap because it seemed like the next lap when we went through the they had the crowds backed off the side, but I love racing in this area. It's truly my favorite region in the world to race in, and a lot of that is due to the massive fans. So that's a special moment. I'll remember that for a long time.
And this comes right after the USA team announced that you're going to be on the team for Australia. That's a good thing for you and the end of the season, building towards that as well.
Yeah, for sure. I've had good legs, good first couple days of the Vuelta, and it is a quick turnaround to Australia, but every time you get selected to represent the United States, it's a big honor to pull that jersey on. So I definitely want to take it lightly and do the best I can to make it through the Vuelta in a great way, supporting our leaders, and then also recuperate for the Worlds.
Lawson, you'll get your chance in the Vuelta. Better luck.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
Harry, how was it out there, fellas?
I was actually pretty good. It took a long time for the break to go, though. It was a bit of a lottery, and then, yeah, pretty much by the end, it was just like a few guys snuck off, and then a few more, and then suddenly it was 20 guys.
Sorry, it started off not so hot, but it got really warm. It was 36 degrees at one stage of the day. How did it feel on the bike?
Yeah, it did get quite hot. Now it's really cooled off and a cool change is coming through. But the bunch also cooled off a bit after a couple of hours too, so it wasn't too bad.
Tomorrow, completely different. The big hitters, the big GC boys have a go, right?
Yeah, probably. Unless they give a breakaway a long way, but yeah, I can't see that happening, but we'll see.
Really, fellas. Hold on.
Might have a crack.
Yeah, sounds the way to go.
Sepp, quite a good start of the tour for Jumbo Visma and for you.
Yeah, it's been really nice. Still the first TT team time trial win was really special, and to do it in the Netherlands was really beautiful. Also, a lot of pressure, a bit nervous. And then, so far everything's gone really well for us. For sure there'll be harder moments, but for now we're enjoying it.
I just heard you speaking Spanish. How much do you love this country?
Oh, I love it a lot. It's beautiful. There's so many different parts, and it's all, there's a lot of variety, and the people are really, really special.
Primoz is going for an historic number 4 in a row. How do you help him? How does he do it?
I think it's a race that we both like, and it's nice to be able to help him when I can. But it's also the race that I can always get the best out of myself as well. So it's always a motivating race.
And last question: Tour de France starts here in Bilbao in about a year's time. I know you're not thinking about it, but how beautiful would it be?
Oh, it'll be crazy. already at every race, no matter how big in this area, it's always amazing with the crowds. So, it's going to be even wilder.
Thanks, mate.
Yep, thank you.
Good to hear old mate Christophe Mallet.
We caught him in at the press centre for lunch today. I think we even did a little joint film clip, which we might show tomorrow, since I know that you've had a pretty hard day, mate. So we
long day on the tools. Let's have a look at stage 6. Definitely the toughest stage of the Vuelta so far. If you with 2 Cat 1 climbs to finish with, Cat 2 in the middle there. 181.2
Ks. Yeah, it's a really tough day. You'd normally say it's a GC day, and the GC will be fighting it out. But I don't think Jumbo Visma want to get that jersey back. I think they'll be happy to let it go. So it's just going to depend on, to FDJ. Are they strong enough to chase it down? They've got the leader in red now, and Rudy Mollard. And are they strong enough? I think a break will go, and you'll get another one of the stronger riders who aren't a GC threat take over the red, and you of course have a battle for the GC riders up a climb like that. So I think you're gonna have two separate races. That's my feeling for tomorrow.
Who's your prediction for the stage, Johnny?
Look, it's going to be one of the really strong guys who's been up the road. I'll tell you who might go all right tomorrow, and it'd be really spitting chips. Your mate Fred Wright, to be.
You got
so
to chat
close
to him pre-start. You got to have a chat with him.
Yeah, no, we're going to get him tomorrow. He's definitely.
Did you see the sheriff today?
No, he gave us the flick. We were supposed to meet him. No, he had. We were at the start. He was there, but we were doing interviews while he was in. He had his family there and everything, because now he lives just down the road. Then he had to go straight after the start for some other issues. So we missed him, which was a real shame.
But yeah, no, Fred would be a great grab. So
yeah, no, we'll talk to him in the morning, and he could be a big chance tomorrow. He's only 2 seconds down. But they're going to have a really strong break. It's going to need to get after that, there's a Cat 2 climb early. They're going to have to get 10 minutes up the road to have any chance of holding off.
Yeah, it's going to be a cracker if you're going off the profile. Now, before we go, the Aussies have announced the team for the Worlds, I think.
Has it come out? Well, I think what's the provisional list, isn't it? I don't know. They're not provisional. They were supposed to announce the team, but they haven't been able to announce it because there's been a protest. And so I think you might be jumping the gun. I don't think it's been announced yet.
Oh, so Ride Magazine talks about it. Oh, they did a press release, didn't they?
No, so you're telling me. So what did they say?
Oh, mate, you know what's going on. The biggest controversy we talked about on the show probably 2 weeks ago was that Caleb Ewan doesn't look like he's on the list at the moment. Yeah, you know, there's 4,000 metres of climbing. So obviously you've got Ben O'Connor, Michael Matthews, Jack Hage, provisional, I think.
I don't think Jack will be riding. He's still injured. Jai Hindley. I think Clarkey might be in there. There's a bit of a surprise on this one who's been called in for right-hand man for Bling. I think Durbo is in there. But, so the controversy is over Caleb Ewan. Evidently, he wasn't selected. It's an awkward one, remembering there's two parts to it. One is from the area. You know, it's almost like his hometown. Two, I believe that Caleb Ewan will be world champion in the next few years. I believe he will win a world title. We've only ever won one, and I reckon Caleb will be able to win one when we get the right course for him. Now, Caleb in 100% best form, you put him in here as the reserve because of the tactics change or whatever, you've got a card to play. You've got a great sprinter that you can say, well, we're not working because we don't want to make it hard. We've got this wonderful sprint here. And I know he's had some injuries, but he wouldn't want to ride this if he didn't think he could get around. You've got to remember, he's a class bike rider. Me, 8 bike riders, I'd fit him in. You wouldn't have a team around him, but just I think he deserves to be in. That's just a personal thing. I said it right from the beginning. I would have him in that team, but evidently that's not the case.
It'll be interesting to see what the wash-up is and when they officially announce the squad, because they're running out of time.
We've heard a lot of rumours in that game. There's also there's been a protest in the women's too about non-selection, but it's an awkward one. It's always tough. There's nothing, you know, everyone wants to ride a world championship in their hometown. In their home country. It doesn't happen very often. We only had one. It was in Geelong about 10 years ago. And now we've got a second one. And it's going to be a wonderful world title. So, anyway.
That's it. Thanks again for all the support, guys. YouTube.com/Detour Podcast. We'll be back again 6:30 a.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time. The rest of the world, so keep up the good work with the interview, Ziffy. Look forward to your chat with Fred Wright tomorrow.
Be there, be square.
Cheers, guys.